Hello and welcome to the Monday, June 10th, 2013 edition of the SANS Institute's Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let me start out with a follow-up to something I mentioned on Friday, and that's the exploit against the web hosting platform Plesk. Even though I'm not running it on my own sites, I have seen a couple of exploit attempts a day against my sites using this particular vulnerability. It appears that in particular CentOS 5 uses the questionable configuration, which maps PHP path to user bin. All of the attempts that I have seen so far are heavily URL encoded, and the PHP path string is URL encoded. They all use Google as user agent and use post requests. Based on what I've seen so far, it is probably the safest defense here right now. Block post requests from a user agent that claims to be Google. I haven't seen a valid request from Google yet that's a post request. So that's a quick fix. That's of course not a great signature. The user agent is totally arbitrary here and any other user agent will work. So the real fix is to remove this script alias. This will likely break some functionality in Plesk as another alternative. You could just add additional authentication to this particular directory. This is certainly something you have to fix now if you are vulnerable. You're probably already exploited at this point. And then we got a great diary post by Daniel. Daniel is writing about an experience he had recently at a community college where he helped out with some security tasks. One of the problems they had was that they had reoccurring infections of systems, even though they apparently had or thought they had up-to-date antivirus. As it turned out, many of the machines they did operate did not have any antivirus at all, and as a result, the console that monitored whether or not the antivirus is up-to-date didn't get even any reports that these systems existed. One of the tricks that Daniel recommends here is to compare your antivirus console with Active Directory to make sure that the antivirus console actually sees all the systems that the Active Directory shows you own. One of the hardest parts of security initially is always the inventory part, figuring out how many systems you have, what software is installed on those systems, and then of course how these systems are used. Active Directory can help immensely with that, not just with accounting for systems, but it can also be used to set up a basic whitelisting system in order to make sure that only authorized software is installed on those systems. And then we got another great diary action on Friday from Joel. Joel is writing about exploit attempts that he's seeing against Dovecot. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, I believe, that many installs of Dovecot use the use shell feature, and that can be used to execute arbitrary commands using a specifically crafted from address. So he's posting here a partial exploit string. Take a look and make sure that your install of Dovecot, if you're using it, is not using this feature, and if so, make sure it is sufficiently secured. But let's see what we have in other news, and the one article that sort of stuck out here is an article by Kaspersky Labs that discusses a new Android Trojan they found. This particular Trojan includes some pretty neat tricks to prevent reverse analysis. One of the first things that analysts usually do is with malicious Android files, they convert the APK file that they receive, that's the Android package, into a standard Java archive. So there's a particular piece of software, Dex2Jar, that performs this task. And this particular Trojan took advantage of a bug in this software that prevented the reverse analysis. So now analysts had to do a more manual process in order to decipher what this particular Trojan is all about. In addition, it then used an additional bug in Android to gain system privileges without actually showing up in the list of software that has those privileges. So overall, this particular sample is difficult to remove and difficult to reverse engineer, which hasn't really been seen to that extent in Android malware. It's really something that we're more used to, for example, in Windows malware, which has features like that. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.